Chuck Chat Technorama for Wednesday, July 20th, 2005.
This show is a proud member of
the TechPodcast.com network.
Find out more about this and other shows at
www.techpodcast.com.
TechPodcast.com.
If it's tech, it's here.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Unilateral phase detractors. Cardinal gram meters. Six hydrocoptic Margo veins. Conductors and fluxes. Prefamulated annulite. Malleable logarithmic casing. Swerving bearings. Panometric fan. Milford trunnions. And the phased lunar wane shaft. Lotus O deltoid type. Semi-boloid slots of the stator. Drawn reciprocation dingle arm. Sinusoidal deplaneration. Retroencabulator.
Welcome to Technorama. We're doing it now.
Bring it on.
Welcome to Chuck Chat Technorama. If you're new to the show and you just found us on iTunes or I don't care where, welcome to the show if you're a first-time listener. If you're returning, we also thank you for returning to the show. Before we get going tonight, we've got a bit of a tribute to do. We found out today that James Doohan, who is probably best known for his role as Scotty in the Star Trek TV series and movies, has passed away today. And we didn't really intend for the rest of the show to lay out as it is, but it does kind of have a space Star Trek theme to it. So if you're looking for a lot of tech news, you're probably not going to find it tonight. But hey, join us for another show of geeking out. And we'd like to just take a moment to remember Jimmy Doohan. We hope you had the same misty sentiments that we did.
Yeah, kind of brought me down there for a little bit at work today.
Yeah,
because you know
he'll be missed.
He's like, I mean, you know, he's like a he's, you know, when you think of Star Trek, he's one of the top, you know, three or four guys you think of. Or faces you think of, so.
Aye, that he is, laddie, that he is.
So.
Well, you were saying, just to kind of lighten the mood a bit, you were saying that when you're at work and you're working on somebody's PC under their desk, you kind of get that feeling, you tell the story.
Yeah. Well, you know, well, I don't really do PCs or PC repair, you know, climbing under people's desks now, but, you know, for a long time, you know, when I think back of, like, Scotty in Star Trek, I think of, him climbing up, he's got the panel off the computer and the bridge, and he's got his head up in there trying to rewire something, or he's in the Jeffries tube trying to do something. And, you know, for a long time I kept thinking to myself, you know, there's a little bit of Scotty in all of us technicians when we're under somebody's desk, got the panel off somebody's PC trying to pull the cables behind the desk or whatever. Kept thinking of that, you know.
I thought I was the only one.
No, you're not the only one, Chuck.
Well, coming up in tonight's show, we've got lots of cool stuff. We've got links from Google. We've got cool stuff. And we've got, let's just say, an acquaintance at this point. Lenny.
I'll meet him later.
Yeah, you'll meet Lenny. Lenny's a cool guy.
You
www.typicalpcuser.com, and you're listening to Chuck Chat Technorama. Say that three times real fast. Now back to Chuck.
Wait. I screwed that up. I think Victor deserves better airtime.
This is Victor Cahill of the Typical PC User Podcast at www.typicalpcuser.com. And you're listening to Chuck Chat Technorama. Say that three times real fast. Now back to Chuck.
I had the volume down on the music track for the... I forgot to turn it back up. My fault. Technical things happen on a podcast. What are you going to do? But that lightens the mood even... Oh, thanks. Okay, I'll see you. Bye.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good luck running the mixer from your end.
I got VNC.
VNC isn't going to do you any good reaching the twisty knobby things.
I guess not.
You're going to need like 3 sessions of VNC and run them on a Mac.
And that robot arm.
Now, our first link, you introduced this one. I went on here and I thought it was actually a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's another one of those Google Maps mashups with an echo in the background.
Sorry, man.
We're going to get this straight one.
We'll
get going anywhere.
24 shows anyway. And we still can't get our head out of our butt. And a phone call to boot.
Hey, you get that, Chuck? Hey, look here.
Maybe it's Lenny.
Maybe.
Keep going. The wife will get it.
Okay. The Am I Hot or Not website, they kind of integrated the Google Map, or somebody actually has done this for them. They took the Am I Hot or Not, you know, where you can actually meet up with other singles or, you know, otherwise, however you want to, you know, people that want to meet up with other people. They mashed that up with Google Maps, and I just thought it was a kind of a cool idea. Not that I'm looking for anybody, but... It's kind of neat because you get all these pinpoints on the map, and when you click on somebody, there's their with information on how to contact them.
Now, do you think they really live where the pinpoint is, or is that just some kind of bogus meet me at the 7-Eleven thing?
I hope not. That's kind of odd. You know, I wouldn't want to put my home address on there, but I see they got their zip. So maybe it's just the area. Actually, I think I clicked on the same one twice, and I got two different pictures, but it's the same zip code.
Oh, really?
But, well, yeah. But if you back out, you do the zoom out and scroll over, it's like all over America. It's not just San Francisco.
And I only saw women in there.
Good. At the top, though, you can specify what criteria you would like, either gay or straight, or male and female, and even put a zip code in, and it'll take you right over there to it. So,
All right.
I just thought it was interesting.
And as a link to Google, or a segue from one Google abuse to another, tell the listener what you found. I thought this was hysterical.
Well, you know, I was using Google Earth. If everybody hasn't seen that, it's the application you could download from Google and use the Google Maps to draw out directions and stuff. But Google Earth didn't quite show me directions how to get here. But today, Google Moon has come out.
Moon.
Yeah.
Do I need Moon directions rocks. How to get from Mare Tranquillitatis to...
Chicago?
Well, it's pretty straight for about 180,000 miles.
No, Google Moon has arisen. There's their tribute to the first landing on the moon in July 20th, 1969. And you can see the 6 points where they, you know, the different landers have landed over time. And they have those pinpointed out there. And as an extra treat, be sure to zoom in all the way in.
For a surprise.
See what happens. Yeah, for a surprise. You get the true meaning of, or the truth behind the moon.
Yeah, in case you're one of those Copernicus theory things, you know, that we didn't really go there, this is proof of something.
Yeah, it's proof.
It's proof. Yeah. It's, now, you found...
Google has a sense of humor.
Do you want to go over some of the things they said on their FAQ?
Yeah, I'll go over it real quick. First, why did you do this? because they didn't think of a better way to commemorate the first lunar landing, which occurred July 20th, 1969, other than give them give the users an opportunity to surf around the lunar surface themselves.
Now,
what?
Forget it. I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay. Number two, why can't I see the surface in more detail? Well, Google Moon only has as much data as NASA was able to give us, so there are some limitations on how close to the surface you can zoom in. And number three, what happens if I try to zoom in too close? Well, you'll just have to go find out. Number four, is Google Moon a result of your Copernicus initiative? This is glad you asked. And yes, the development of our lunar hosting and research center continues at pace. We usually don't announce future products in advance, but in this case, we can confirm that on July 20th, 2069, in honor of the 100th anniversary of mankind's first manned lunar landing, Google will fully integrate Google Local Search with the moon.
This just shows the people at Google do have a sense of humor.
Yes, that's right. Gotta love Google.
I do.
Geek Thoughts. Matter, antimatter, does it matter?
You gotta wonder sometimes. Those Geek Thoughts, they make you think.
Yeah.
Now we've got more cool stuff under this heading that says more cool stuff.
That's it.
This first one, I looked at these pictures, man. I would not want to go to a job interview with this thing. Tell them about it.
Well, this guy, it looks like he, you're familiar with Acorn, right? The computer?
Yeah.
The Acorns. Well, I think he was actually trying to make an Acorn laptop with the RISC processor and the whole works. It actually looks like a movie prop. You know, from something like The Matrix or something. You can see it looks like kind of like a metal suitcase that's been re-engineered. He has an LCD screen in there, a keyboard slammed in there, batteries, the whole works. Made a functioning laptop, and he says it worked out about, $650. So, I don't know. It looks a little questionable.
It does. But, it looks like... you gotta see this thing. Click on the link on the show notes. This thing is a real piece of work, I tell you.
No pun intended there.
Now, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, it does look pretty cool. He's even got, beside the keyboard, he's got the trackball laid in and the whole works. So, it's you know, I think if you buffed it out a little bit, it might shine up. But
now, speaking of fixing up a piece of work, there's a show on the show notes called Extreme PC Garage. You found this. It's almost like someone crossed Monster Garage, which I actually had a similar thought about 6 months ago, to do a PC version of this and say, let's take a PC and convert it into a cash register. Go! You've got, you know, 5 hours. or like the Iron Chef kind of thing. We'd have the Iron Geek and throw a handful of parts at him and see what they can make out of it.
Now, see... That's a better idea. Did you watch the video for Extreme PC Garage?
I did. It was almost like Pimp My Ride meets Monster Garage.
Yeah. It's a little corny. And I think it needs to be tweaked a little bit, you know, because you can tell. And several people I saw that commented on this was like, it looks very scripted, of course.
Yeah, it was. It was scripted and overproduced.
And even the guy that won the PC would look like he was in on it. But I will say this, that was a kick-ass PC.
I didn't see the finished product. It kind of paused and died on me in the middle.
Oh, man. No, you got to go back and watch it. It's actually a really cool computer, but, you know, as far as a mod goes, but I don't know. I think if it wasn't quite as scripted and had some people getting their hands dirty, you know, building the thing, I think it'd be cool. But... For entertainment, go for it. Check it out.
Yeah, if you're just going to kill a few minutes, that's... Now, we've got a dual-view LCD. Is this a prototype or is this in production?
I think it's coming out soon. I know it's not available yet. And for those of you who don't know, what it is like, say you've got your normal LCD monitor in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like one of those little... like a pictogram or whatever that you have when you're a kid. You look at it one direction and you move it. It looks like it moved. You know, it's got like a different, like a little layer. It looks like it, at different angles, it looks like a different picture.
Like the eyes on the little plastic teddy bear you won at the fair. If you tilted them one way, the eyes were closed. You tilted them the other way, the eyes were open. Those were the crappiest prize at the fair.
Well, this is a little more higher end than that. But basically what it... Say if you got this nice LCD TV in your living room, right? You're sitting on one side of the couch, I'm sitting on the other. We're looking at the same screen, but since we're sitting at a different angle, I see one picture and you see another.
Okay, and they said it costs about twice as much as a regular monitor. So what's the point? Yeah. I'm trying to figure out, how do you do the audio? If you're watching two different channels, what are you hearing?
Headphones, buddy.
Well, why not get two TVs?
Well, I guess to save room in the... Well, see, I think one of the applications they were saying is like if you have an LCD like that in the car, people can be watching a DVD from one angle, and you can be seeing your map and whatever from another.
I don't know. That might work if you had like kids and the screen was between the seats and one was on the right and one was on the left. They could be watching
two different movies.
Yeah, or one playing a game and one watching a movie.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, that behind the seat real estate is at a premium.
Mom! Chuck keeps moving the monitor.
Come on, I'm winning. I gotta get a free man.
Free man. Well, anyway, I thought it was a pretty cool idea, but I don't know how far it's gonna go. Especially when they said, "Well, hey, it'll be about I don't know, twice as much as the, I was like, what? You gotta be kidding me!
All right, taking that free man idea to the next link, the Cine Arcade. This is cool. This was a really well done video. I was surprised. There's a website called cinearcade.com. We'll put a link in the show notes because it's not Cinema Arcade. I'm sorry, cinemaarcade.com.
Yeah, it's kind of all run together.
Yeah, cross cinema with arcade. You got it. No dashes, no spaces, no underscores, no nothing. It takes you through a 1984 arcade with all the classics. I mean, sound effects. There's a QuickTime plugin that it's. I was having flashbacks with Tempest and Ms. Pac-Man and Star Wars and Gorf and Battlezone. They're all in there. And they've rendered they've rendered all of these games in a 3D virtual arcade. And as they pass by the games, you hear the actual sounds coming out of these. And what they passed one, and I remember playing this game, but I can't remember what it was called. It was like Crystal Castle or something.
Yeah,
the little guy would run around, or he would gradually grow and accumulate, and his face would go, and he goes, "Beware, I live." And then he'd start chasing the heck out of you, and you were doomed.
Sinistar,
that's what it was. Yes, I used to play that. They had Burger Time. I didn't see Dig Dug, though.
He'd let me run around.
Exactly. you'd be running around collecting or shooting something, and every once in a while you'd have to take a few pot shots at this guy to blast him to keep him from completing his face. And once he was done, you were doomed.
Leave me alone.
Exactly.
It was I haven't done anything to you.
Static cling.
Yeah.
Now,
so anyway, they have some cool desktops, wallpapers and stuff there too, that are rendered. Like one of these, it's really cool. It's called Missile Command 2. It shows these really kick-ass missiles flying up, and you can see the little streak in the sky like it's the falling debris. They got some really cool ones. My wallpaper I've got now is the Asteroids Control Panel.
So. You know us. We're all about the retro.
Yep.
But looking forward, the Pentagon is they're getting closer to their phaser, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. You know what? After reading this article, and we talked about this last week, what they were saying was they were coming up with a phaser for deployment for the military, and they would actually use it. There would be no projectile. They could render somebody stunned or kill them or whatnot.
Right, right.
And anyway, after reading this article, it was like, I think I've actually read about this a long time ago. And it uses microwaves. The phaser that they have uses microwaves and causes you to heat up, not doing any real damage. You know, but the first thing you want to do is get away from it. So I could see where it would it'd be good for riot control.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. They wanted to deploy it in Iraq for riot control. But there were a whole bunch of stipulations, like, what if somebody doesn't get out of the way? And in tests, mm-hmm. they said, oh, hey, you beta testers, you know, that's a job I wouldn't want, beta testing this ray gun, right? You beta testers, make sure you take off your glasses, take out your contacts, and if you have any coins or keys in your pocket, you don't want any localized burns.
But it's completely safe other than that.
Money back guarantee.
I got a coins tattooed on my leg.
I'm sure the Iraqis are going to be real compliant if you ask them to, you know, take their glasses off.
you
don't want to get hurt out there.
Before we deploy this weapon, it looks pretty cool. I have read about this a long time ago. Apparently, it's ready to go. So
cool. Go.
Yeah.
This is Dr. Pamela Gay from Slacker Astronomy, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on Chuck Chat.
We are all about the stellar stuff tonight, aren't we?
Yep. There's a lot of space in here.
Between the headphones, too. Hey, we want to ask you to tell a friend about Technorama, or better yet, tell two friends, or three, or four, or five. Let this thing grow. You know that story about if you had a penny and you doubled it every day for a month? Well, if you told a friend about Technorama, two friends about Technorama every day for a month, we'd have 1 million listeners in a month. Wouldn't that be cool?
That'd be awesome.
Make that your mission.
I'm going.
I'm there.
I'm there.
Lenny is our man when it comes to the inside track of what people are doing with their computers and common problems and stuff. Let's check in with Lenny at Rippy's computer.
Yeah, you still got his number, right?
Yep, got it right here. Pulling up the V card. There it is.
All right.
It's been a while since we talked to him. Maybe we can make him a regular part of the show.
Oh, man. I've been avoiding him since the last Technorama show, party we had.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Thank you for calling Rippy's Computers. We are a world leader in computer manufacturing. Our current ranking is
105.
Please note that our menus have changed. If you know your party's extension, please enter it now. Press 1 to talk to a support representative. Press 2 to talk to an account representative. Press 3 for endless loop of our on-hold music.
Hello there, this is Lenny, your computer guy. How can I help you?
Hey, Lenny, how's it going? This is Chuck and Craig from Technorama.
Oh, hey, guys! Haven't talked to you since the last Technorama party. What's going on there?
Not much, man. Just doing the podcasting thing. Thought that we'd give you a call since your ear is to the ground to see what's new and hot lately.
Yeah, you know, get an insider's view.
Well, yeah, you called the right guy. I take all kinds of calls. Backup problems, virus problems, browser history problems for your husband, you know. Whatever a customer needs, I'm right there to help. I'm like a cat, you know, ready to pounce on the problem, you know, attack and maul it, rip it.
Lenny, we get it. So what is new?
Oh, this Skype thing is really taking off. People are calling everyone all over the world on the internet using Skype. It's really cool. This one customer called the other day, and he said he was having trouble connecting to the internet. So he could call his girlfriend in Paraguay he met online.
His girlfriend online?
Yeah, some girl, so he thinks. He met in a chat room somewhere anyway. So I tell him that we need to look at his network settings in his control panel. He says, okay. And I said, you need to double-click on my computer. He says, how can I do that? Your computer is way on the other side of the phone.
Whoa, talk about clueless.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
Did you get him fixed up?
Oh, yeah. They emailed me this invitation to their virtual wedding in an AOL chat room.
I guess it takes all kinds, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't have it any other way.
Okay, Lenny. We got to run. Have a good one, and we'll see you later.
Oh, guys!
Yeah?
101.
Okay.
Later.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Wait a minute. This isn't my show. This is Chuck Chat with Chuck Tomasi.
Or something like that. Well, we are cutting it short tonight. Boy, I'm getting used to that 45-minute format. We're at 25. I say we knock off early tonight. It's been a long week.
Yes, it has.
Whistle time, happy hour. what time is it?
What?
It's happy hour. When you're done with work, it's happy. When you skip out early, right?
Oh, yeah.
Give them the content information, contact information, right. We'll get out of here.
All right, here we go. Brace yourselves. This is how you contact us. Listener line. If you want to leave us some feedback, be sure to call the listener line at 206-222-CHAT. That's 2428. Or that translates into 11110110.
No, never mind.
No. Or you can email Chuck at chuck@chuckchat.com or me at keyboardmonkey@gmail.com. And, of course, check out our website at chuckchat.com. And do you have any parting words of wisdom there, Chuck?
We have a new and improved website for those of us, the listener who hasn't joined us yet. We also have the Cafe Press. We've got the forums. There's a whole bunch of stuff there.
I'm sorry. I just missed all that, didn't I?
That's all right. It wasn't in the notes.
Anyway.
We appreciate votes at Podcast Alley. Just search for Technorama, or tips in the tip jar are good, too.
Sure.
That music means it's time to go.
Hey, Chuck, you got any parting words?
Parting words of wisdom? Save often, press F7 to spell check, you know, the usual stuff.
Keep refrigerator magnets from your computer.
Keep the refrigerator from your computer.